All of this is former Massachusetts Governor, Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is back with us. Governor, how are you? It's been a long time.
I'm terrific, Sean. Thanks. Good to be with you.
What, are you mad at me? You don't answer our calls? You don't want to come on the program? What did I do something to make you mad?
Boy, I'll tell you, what it is the draw of Lake Winnipesaukee. It is beautiful up here in New Hampshire. Right? You can't tear me away.
I can't get you out of there. Well, you can be hanging out in the multi-million-dollar Martha's Vineyard mansion that Obama's going to be hanging out in most of the summer.
Well, I guess that's the place the Democrats tend to end up going, and I guess it's good for my home state of Massachusetts to have the president and all of his people come in, but I'd rather have him on vacation than in Washington. He's proven that he's a nonstop campaigner, but at some point he's going to have to learn how to govern.
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of people, the American people, feel he's overreaching. Nearly 60% think the stimulus has failed. You are staunchly against, or a strong opponent against, the stimulus bailout. And now we see the ramifications of it. What do you think the White House is thinking by going back and forth and vacillating on even their position on health care?
Well, you know, I think the president has very badly mishandled his leadership in Washington so far. That may change, but I think he has, in a lot of respects, just abdicated leadership to what I call President Pelosi. While he's nonstop campaigning, she's governing. And so he handed over to her the stimulus bill. It ended up being a hodgepodge of special favors and special programs. He handed over to her the cap and trade bill, which is something no one could understand and was hardly read by anybody. And obviously he's handed over to her health care in a lot of respects as well, because when his admission came out with the idea of allowing the public option to come off the table, boy, she and her people said no way, and so we had to reverse field on that. It's clear that he's a good campaigner, like he said during his campaign, but so far he's not been the kind of leader that I think we expected. The kind of bipartisan, work with both parties, help the American people move together. That's not the kind of leader he's been.
Well, but he's vacillated back and forth. They floated this trial balloon over the weekend that they would get rid of the government option, or at least it's on the table. And now they're out there with new buzzwords today. Clearly, they've been out focus grouping. We want choice and competition. Choice and competition. Well, once the government option is employed, the CBO predicts that there will be no choice because millions of Americans will be forced into the government system.
Well, and the idea that in order to have choice you have to have government is silly. We have over 1,000 insurance companies in this country. Some of them are not for profit. Some are cooperatives. Some are for profit enterprises. We've got Blue Cross, and we've got Kaiser Permanente and Intermountain Healthcare and Cigna, and the list goes on and on and on. There are lots of different companies that you can choose to get insurance from, and you don't have to have the government to have choice. And the idea that government is going to make things more efficient and lower cost is obviously pretty silly. We have our examples of where government runs things. You think of them, the post office, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Amtrak. Every place government's running something, it ends up being higher cost than the private sector.
Oh, I think that's a great point. One of the things I've been pointing out, and see if you agree with me on this, if the government controls, the means of services or the pricing or the supply, and I don't care what they call it, if they want to call it the government option, if they prefer to call it a co-op, there are many ways to destroy the private health care system and impose the government's will. And what's going to happen here is that if the government says who and who is not going to be covered, if the government says what you can and cannot charge for services, if the government dictates what benefits are going to be covered and what are not, ultimately, doesn't that still end up with the same result here in as much as there will cease to be private insurance because they'll never be able to compete?
Well, that's exactly where, as you know, the president wants to go. He said during his campaign, and other Democrats have said before and since, that their objective is to have a single-payer system, which is basically saying that all health care, all insurance, or all health coverage, rather, would be something paid for and guided by the government. Look, they already have half of health care. I mean, I hope people understand that Medicare and Medicaid and other government insurance plans cover or make up half of the health care cost in this country. They're saying they want more. They want to go the whole way. And in my view, that is exactly antithetical to everything that's American. It's a kind of government-run sector and industry which would make us far less efficient, would take away from people the choices and the options that they have. It is not about more choice. It's about less choice. It's not about lower cost. It's higher cost. It's government cost paid for by taxpayers. It is simply the wrong way to go.
You mean to say Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and Post Office and Fannie and Freddie that are going bankrupt, those same institutions?
Yeah, they're saying, let's do one more.
Let's add another one.
Although the one they want to do is the granddaddy of all, because it would be so massive, encompassing almost one-fifth of the U.S. economy, that they would create once and for all the kind of massive government intrusion in America's lives that some Democrats and liberals have longed to hope for. I mean, it is their view. There's no question. It is their view that the more we could be like Europe, the better off we'd be, and the more power they'd have for themselves. And the truth is that the revolutionaries that created this country recognized that Europe was going the wrong way. The right way is for Americans to be able to pursue happiness as they wish, to make their own choices, and to let private industry and private companies and provide better services at lower cost to the American people.
Governor, I want to ask you, because I've been reading a lot lately, a lot of people have been looking at the system that you put in place in Massachusetts, and you have some people that support it and some people that are critical of it, and some people saying that since you left the governorship that the program has now cost, you know, about $400 million more than originally advertised, or 85% more than the promised cost. Were there changes made? Are you happy with the way it turned out there?
Well, the way that I proposed it, there was no additional cost, but the legislature decided to add some features. I vetoed those, but I was overridden. But in deference to the legislature, I point out that when they put their bill together, their portions of the bill, they indicated that this coming year, that the net cost to the state would be about $350 million, and that's pretty much on target of what it's going to be, about $350 million, about 1.5% of the state budget. And the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, which has looked at the cost, said, look, the cost is modest and it's well within the initial projections. Now I know there's some who have very strong views on health reform that don't want to see it that way, but that happens to be the fact. It does not have to. The key thing that Massachusetts proves is you can have portable insurance, you can get everybody covered, and you don't have to have government insurance. We don't have a public option in Massachusetts. We don't have government insurance, and yet we got people insured. And that's what the Barack Obama.
Why don't you explain to everybody what you did there and how it worked out?
Well, you know, I do that. I did it in a USA Today op-ed. I did it in a Newsweek op-ed a little while ago. I'm out there telling people what we did. I know that CNN is going to be looking at what's happened in Massachusetts. It's pretty simple. We said, look, for people who can afford insurance, either buy insurance or you're going to lose the tax exemption you otherwise would have received. So we give people an incentive to get insurance. You know, $10,000 a year. We said, you know what? You pay what you can afford, and we'll pick up the rest of your premiums in your private insurance, but you know what? We're going to take the money that we've already been spending in this state, giving free care out of hospitals. We're going to use that money to help people buy insurance. So it's taking money we were already spending, helping people get insurance they otherwise couldn't afford.
And did it drive down the cost because there were more people in the pool?
The cost of health care in this country continues to rise. In Massachusetts, it rises. Massachusetts has always had a higher cost than the nation as a whole. I shouldn't say always, but for some time. Since the bill has passed, Massachusetts inflation above the national inflation rate has slowed down a bit, but net costs continue to rise. What we tried to do was to get everybody covered. We did. And to make sure people wouldn't lose their insurance if they lost their job, portability, if you will, we got that done. What ought to be happening at the national level, in addition to doing those things, what ought to be happening is to say, how can we rein in the excessive cost of health care? And in my view, I got a plan to do that, but my plan is very simple. Make health care more like a consumer market and less like a government bureaucracy.
Why are there so many people then that said, and I've read a number of articles about this, and I haven't been able to get clarification, why do people say that, hey, this is 85% more than they originally proposed it would be? That's not true?
No, everybody has their own view as to what they want to say, but perhaps the most clear analysis that was done of the Massachusetts plan was done by the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. It's financed by business groups, and they looked at the health care plan. They looked at what was working and what was not working and so forth, and their estimate was that the net cost of the state was about $350 million, and that that was entirely within keeping of the original projections. And by the way, they also said it was a modest cost given what was accomplished, about 1.5% of the state budget. That those are the real numbers. Say it shouldn't have cost even that, and I'm one of them. My view is we could have done it without having to pay additional money, and my plan would have done that, but the legislature to a certain degree, the voters were willing to do something more.
Well, I wanted to hear your explanation of this because I knew I didn't get the full story, and because I actually support the idea of tax credits to help individuals buy their own policies. I believe in the free market. I don't hear anybody promoting that in Washington. I don't hear them promoting tort reform. I don't hear them promoting the expansion of health savings accounts so people can put aside money for tax-free or catastrophic care. They're not promoting portable policies that you can bring state to state. It seems that the main focus and the only debate in Washington is their goal for the government to take over the system.
Yeah, I think, Sean, you make a real good point. The people that are not raising those issues are the Democrats, of course, and the liberals. The people who are raising those issues are the Republicans and conservatives. You saw a bill that came out, actually, at the Wyden-Bennett bill. That's a Democrat and a Republican. Have a joint bill that gets people insured, and the CBO scored it. It doesn't cost an additional dollar. It's a break-even cost program. And then you have Congressman Paul Ryan. He put out a plan just like you described, which has tax credits to encourage people to get insurance. So there are ways of skinning this cat without having government take over health care.
It's amazing is there's so many great creative ways to do this that aren't even under discussion because they've tried to force this down our throat in 2 weeks period of time. And what do you make of the town halls and the reaction of people showing up at these town halls?
I think it's entirely predictable that when you begin dealing with something as important to people as their health care, and when you violate your promise to work on a bipartisan basis, and instead you pursue what I call spam and cram, which is build something which is incomprehensible and then cram it through on a partisan basis, you're going to have a lot of Americans upset. And people in this country are very, very upset about a dramatic change really important to them, their health care. And the president promised a new style of politics in Washington, but instead we've seen the status quo on steroids, where he continues to pursue policies that actually harken back to even more partisan days than we've known recently, where he doesn't even have to work with the Republicans. He just wants to cram things through, even over the objection of Blue Dog Democrats.
Without even reading the bills, for crying out loud. All right, now have you given any thought to 2012?
You know, I'm in the camp of those who wants to see you throw your hat in the ring, Sean. So other than that, I haven't gotten any.
The only reason you'd want my hat in the ring is because you know you'd be a surefire winner to go up against me. I mean, that would be the only good reason.
Hey, you'd be the best guy out there. I'd love to see you on the stage. That'd be a hoot.
Oh yeah, that would be a hoot. That'd be great entertainment for everybody at my expense. It's like me singing "The Devil Went Down to Georgia" with Charlie Daniels. It's pretty bad. All right. Well, Governor, enjoy the rest of your vacation and our best to your family, and we'll be talking more about this in the days and months to come, I have no doubt. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thanks, Sean. Good to be with you.
All right, Governor Mitt Romney on the Sean Hannity Show. 800-941-SEAN is our toll-free telephone number.